From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Saturday was a deadly day in Damascus when at least 46 pilgrims from Iraq were killed and more than 120 others wounded in the Syrian capital in twin bombings that targeted a religious shrine. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State militants and other Sunni extremists have carried out similar attacks in the past against Shiite shrines in Syria and neighboring Iraq. Syrian authorities and monitors cited conflicting reports about the cause of the explosions. State television said bombs had been planted in the Bab al-Sakhir cemetery, which includes a shrine where Shiites venerate some of the early figures of their faith. The Shiite militia group Hezbollah, however, said suicide bombers had carried explosives to the shrine. An intruder with a backpack who scaled the outer perimeter fence around the White House here in Washington was arrested shortly before midnight Friday on the grounds of the president's official residence. Uniformed Secret Service officers took 26-year-old Jonathan Tran of California into custody without incident. White House officials said President Trump was in the executive mansion at the time, but was never in any danger. Saturday morning, the president thanked the Secret Service.
The Secret Service did a fantastic job last night. I appreciate it. The Secret Service did a fantastic job. It was a troubled person. It was very sad, actually. The Secret Service was fantastic.
Tran was charged with entering or remaining in restricted grounds while using or carrying a dangerous weapon and faces a maximum of 10 years in prison. This is VOA News.